Okay, Daf Lamed Hey Amral. Daf Lamed Hey Amral. Six parak. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad Mevarchan Al Peros. How does one recite a bracha on peros? Meaning, what is the appropriate bracha to recite when you eat peros? Well, it depends what kind of peros. Al peros hi ilanu omer bar priya eitz. If you're eating fruit of the tree, it's bar priya eitz. Chutz min hayayin, shal yayinu bar priya gafen. Except for wine, wine is bar priya gafen. Val peros ha'aretz hu omer bar priya adama. If it's vegetables, it's bar priya adama. Chutz min hapas. Even though bread grows from the ground, shalapasu amar hamotzi lechem min haaretz. You don't say bar priya adama, you say hamotzi lechem min haaretz. So interesting, no? It's not hamotzi lechem min haadama. It's not bar priya haaretz. What's the difference between aretz and adama? Okay, something to think about. We shouldn't discuss it. Vali yirakosu omer bar priya adama. For vegetables, you say bar priya adama. If you da omer bar mine deshaim. That you should say bori mine deshaim, says Rashi. Ketzam baruch chutz min hayayin shemito chashivuso kavul abrach la'atzmo v'chein apas. He says the reason wine and bread are exceptions is because they are supremely chashiv. They are extremely chashiv, and therefore so chashiv they even get their own bracha. Tosfos, the Mitab Tosfos raises the question. It's a very strange way for a perek to start out. Ketzad mevarchan al peros.
It's the same with like makos. Ketzad in
height. Good, but specific, right? Meaning, what's the problem? What were we talking about? Who said that you're mevarich al peros? That we're asking ketzad. First, you got to tell me the halacha, then we can start discussing the halacha. So Tosfos is bothered by this, and Tosfos first suggests. Well, of course you know that you have to say a bracha. It's a svara. You can get hana from Hashem's world without saying a bracha. So it's obvious. It's a svara. So working with the fact that we have a human brain that could figure out on our own that we're supposed to say a bracha, the Mishnah then says, okay, so which bracha, you know, how do you formulate that bracha? Inami yesh lomar, dekaya masnisin demishameso, dekatani balkari mevarich lach, ravenim mevarich lefanav. We spoke previously about a balkari, whether what brachas balkari can, cannot recite. So apparently we've already mentioned this idea of reciting a bracha. So now we're asking ketzad, when one in fact recites that bracha, what that bracha should be. There's also a third answer that's offered by the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, where Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah at the very beginning of the parak writes, Derech ha-Talmud l'daktik b'loshon ketzad leza davar chozer, ki ve'inanofel ala davar ha-shuskom etchila, that ketzad always goes on something that that came earlier. The Gemara had said that if you have a bracha that's not a long bracha, does not have an extra chasima, you're not allowed to turn it into a long bracha with a chasima. And the Gemara said, yeah, what's a bracha that doesn't have a chasima? What did the Gemara say? Birchas? Haperos. Oh, so we mentioned peros. We mentioned the idea of birchas haperos, and that's why we ask ketzad mevarchin al haperos.
Why is there no mention of
Zavas, good question. Minani mili. We'll see. Minani mili. From where do we know this to be true? That a person has to recite a bracha at all before you eat? Because the Braisa teaches as follows. We're going to have several possibilities of how we know bracha rishona. We're going to have several on this amud itself. So the Gemara said, I mean, that's what this whole amud is about. Kodesh hilulim la'ashem. We said that it's hilulim, multiple praises la'ashem. Melamed shetunim bracha lefnei melachrayim. Apparently this teaches us that you need multiple praises before and after. Mikan amar Rabbi Akiva, asal adam shitam klum kodem shivarech. And based on that, Rabbi Akiva says, one may not eat anything without first reciting a bracha. Frek the Gemara, is that what that pasuk is teaching me? V'hai kodesh hilulim la'ach yudasa. Is that really what it's coming to teach me? Haimi bayalei chad yama rachmana achle v'hadar achle. We already need these hilulim. One to teach me that achle v'hadar achle. What does that mean? Achle v'hadar achle, says Rashi. Haimi bayalei hilulim lashon chilulim. Chad minayu asa l'rei achle v'hadar achle hotzi ehu l'chulin al yidei pidyon. We're talking about netta revai over here, stuff that grows in the fourth year. It has to be treated like Maiser Sheni. If you want to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, you need to be mechalel it. You need to be poda it for money. In Basel Ochlo Chutz Yerushalayim, if you're interested in eating it outside of Yerushalayim. So that's one of the hilulim. It's not hilul, it's chilul. You need to be mechalel it. The idach and the other hilul is Davar HaTa'un Shira Ta'un Chilul. V'shein Ta'un Shira Ein Ta'un Chilul. That teaches us that the idea of Revai is only by a kerem, is only by a vineyard. Kodesh Hilulim means something that you're mahalal bo, that you praise with. You sing Hilulim with wine. So that's what I use Kodesh Hilulim to teach me. Because Rav Shmuel Baruch Meini Amar Yonasan. Damar Rav Shmuel Baruch Meini Amar Yonasan, minayin she'ein omrim shira ela al hayayin. How do I know that you only say shira al yayin? Shenemar v'tomer lehem agef nechdalti as tiroshi ha-mesameach elukim ve'anoshim. That it's mesameach Hashem and men. Yeah, wine is mesameach Hashem and people. Im anashim mesameach, I get that it's mesameach people. That seems to be pretty true. Elukim b'me mesameach. In what way is wine mesameach Hashem? Mikan she'enom shira ela alayayin. So you see that when you say shira to Hashem, it should be dafka with wine. So that's what we're learning from the pasuk. So see, if you're going to say that, you know, Revai applies even to things that aren't wine. Revai applies even to other types of plants. So then one of these Hilulim is free to teach the din of Bracha Rishona. Right? We have Hilulim, which means there are two drushas to be made over here. So he said, well, one of the drushas we know, it's about Revai, you need to be mechalal it before you eat it. So that drusha, we have one drusha taken care of. The other drusha might mean that you can only, we only have a din of Revai on grapes, because only on things that you sing Halal to Hashem with. That's true if you hold that you only have a din of Revai on grapes. But if you hold that you have a din of Revai on everything, then this extra Hilulim is still there to teach me to say a Bracha Rishona. But, Alman Tani Kerem Revai, but if you say that it's only for grapes, and that's what I need this extra Hilulim to teach, Michael Lememer, where's our source for Bracha Rishona? And how do I know it's a machlokas ditmar? It's a machlokas tanayim, whether there's such a din of kerem revai or neta revai. Uleman detani kerem revai, if you hold it only applies to grapes, hanicha iyalif gzereshava, I could still understand how you're going to learn that you should have a bracha rishona, because you could still use a gzereshava to teach me this din. Why? As follows, Detanya, Rebbe Omer Nemar Kan Lahosiv Lachem Tvuasov. It says Lahosiv Lachem Tvuasov Nemar Lalan Utvuas Hakerem. That grapes are referred to as Tvua. Malalan Kerem Afkan Kerem. So I already see from that Gezer Shava that Revai only applies to grapes. And therefore I don't need the extra Hilulim to teach that Revai only applies to grapes. What will I use the extra Hilulim for? Bracha Rishona. I asked Lechad Hilul LeBracha. We have one extra Hilul to say Bracha. But the Ilo Yalif Gezerah Shava Bracha Minalei. But if you hold that Revai is only on Kerem, and you can't derive it from Gezerah Shava, the only place to derive it from is this extra Hilulim, which means we have no source for a Bracha Rishona. But the Inami Yalif Gezerah Shava Ashkechal Neachrav. Even if you do have a Gzeirah Shava, maybe this extra Hilulim is only teaching me Bracha Achrona. Lefan of Minayin, how would I know Bracha Rishona? So says Marahol Kasha. No, it would be obvious. Ta'asi b'kal v'chomer, we can make kal v'chomer. K'shu saveh mevarich, k'shu rav l'kolshkein. If one recites a Bracha when he's full, when he's satiated, of course when you're hungry you're going to recite a Bracha. If you even recite a Bracha after you eat, of course you recite a Bracha before you eat. Ashkecham keren, shar minin minayin, but even that, I only see from here that you have to recite a bracha on grapes. How do I know you recite a bracha on anything else? Right? Meaning if this whole pasuk is only about kerem revai, so I see, okay, when you have wine, say a bracha. How do I know you say a bracha when you have a cookie? Di yalef mi kerem. We learn it from kerem. Ma kerem davar shenene v'ta'un bracha. Just like kerem, something you get hana from, and it requires a bracha. Av kal davar shenene ta'un bracha. Anything you get enough from requires a bracha. Says Gemara, well, ikal mifrach, malakerem shekein chayev ba'olulos. How do you know that kerem could be a source to learn out to other places? Kerem has unique halachos that only apply to grapes. There's a halacha called olulos that only applies to grapes. So you can't necessarily tell me that whatever applies to a grape will apply to other things. So Gemara says, no, kama tochiach. We find that the Torah says you have to say a bracha because it says, V'achalta v'savata uveirachta, on grain. Yeah, but maybe that's just by grain because it's chayev and challah, so that's also an exception. I still don't know that you have to make a brach on an apple. Meaning, so far I see grapes, I see grain, but I don't see anything else. I don't know if you have to make a brach on meat or eggs or an apple or anything. Kerem yochiach. Well, kerem shows you that even if you don't have to bench, you still have to say a bracha. V'chazer adin, lo rizak rizah, lo rizak rizah. But you see that whatever tzad chumra one has, the other one doesn't have. Kerem has olulos. Grain has v'yachalta v'svata v'irachta, has benching. But they don't, neither of them have both of those chumras. Hatzad ha-shavish ben, what they have in common is davar shenene. Both kerem and grain are things that you get hana'a from, and v'ton bracha, you have to say a bracha afterwards. Saf kol davar shenene, v'ton bracha. So to anything you get hana'a from requires a bracha. Says Gemara, still not convinced. Mala tzara shavashem shkein yesh bo tzad mizbeach. Both grain and wine can be brought on the mizbeach. You can't bring milk or eggs or apples on the mizbeach. Vasi nami zayis disbeit tzad mizbeach. Good. From this tzad hashava, you could learn anything that could ever be brought in the mizbeach requires a bracha. So I would learn olives require a bracha. V'zayis mitzad mizbeach asi v'abediksev be'kerem ve'ivar migadish v'akamavad kerem zayis. But wait, I don't even need a gzer hashava to tell me that olives require a bracha, because olives are referred to by the pasuk as a kerem. The pasuk refers to a kerem zayis. So I already have a pasuk that tells me kerem requires a bracha. I don't need a gzer shava, a tzad shava rather, to teach me that olives require a bracha. Amrav Papa, Rav Papa says, yes you do. Kerem zayis ikri, kerem stama lo ikri. Olives are called kerem zayis, but they're never just called plain kerem. So you would need the tzad shava to teach me olives. But either way, we're still stuck with the kasha. Mikol makom kasha. Mala tzad shavish ben shkeriyesh ben tzad mizbeach. That even if you have a source in the Torah to tell me that grapes require bracha, and you have a source in the Torah to tell me that the five grains require a bracha, the combination of those two sources is only good enough to teach me that things brought on the Mizbeach require a bracha. How do I know that eggs and milk and cheese and apples and oranges, that all these other foods, and cookies, also cookies are grain, also require a bracha. So the first attempt at a source for how we know that there's such a thing as a bracha rishona has failed, apparently. Let's do some main points. Main point number one, you say ha'eitz on fruits of a tree, except for wine, hamotzi on bread, and a machlokas about vegetables, about how to split up the brachas and vegetables. Number two, the first attempted source for bracha rishon is from the word hilulim. Number three, hilulim teaches to say a bracha on wine, v'achalta v'savata v'rachta, on the five grains. The combination of the two would teach anything that's brought on the Mizbeach. So now we're going to look for another limud. We got to figure out where else can we derive this requirement of Bracha Rishona. So, says Gemara, let's figure out from limud number two, second attempt. Ella diyalifla mishivas haminin. We learn it from the Shivas Haminim. The Shivas Haminim are the seven things that Eretz Yisrael is praised with, Chita, Sar, etc. And it says in the following pasuk, V'achalta v'savata v'irachta. So, Mas Shivas Haminim davar shenene. Just like Shivas Haminim is something you get pleasure from. V'ton bracha, and requires a bracha. Av kol davar shenene, ton bracha. Anything you get pleasure from requires a bracha. You can't bring a raya from Shivas Haminim. Other Shivas Haminim shekein chayavim bebikurim. Shivas Haminim have something unique about them. You have to bring bikurim only from the Shivas Haminim, not from anything else. So maybe Shivas Haminim requires a bracha, but lesser things that don't have chumras like bikurim would not require a bracha. Va'odin, furthermore, hatenach li'achrav, even from there, you would only learn to say a bracha achrona. The fun of minayin. How do I know to say a bracha rishona? Says, well, kasha, that's not a problem. Dasi b'kal v'chomer, because we have the same kal v'chomer we said before. Once you know to say a bracha achrona, by definition, you know to say a bracha rishona. K'shu saveh amivarech, k'shu rav l'kolshkein. If you even say a bracha when you are satiated, obviously you say a bracha when you are hungry. Ulamanditani neta revai. The shita that said that the pasuk about revai was referring to neta revai, right, taught us that you say a bracha on all sorts of things. Hatenach called bar netia, the lav bar netia kigon basar beitzim v'dagim minale. But even that shita would not teach us a bracha rishon on everything. This kasha is a little bit misplaced. This kasha should have been way earlier, no? Remember we said before, if Hilulim was a reference to Neta Revai, then we know, the Gemara said before, then we know that you need a bracha. So that's great, because it's not just teaching me Kerem, it's everything, right? So the Gemara says, it's still not everything. It's only things that grow from the ground, things that are planted. Yeah, I still don't know that you need to say a bracha on meat and eggs and fish. How do I know to say a bracha on those things? So neither of these sources seems to really work. So main point number, whatever we're up to. We can't learn from Shiva Saminim, the requirement of bracha from Shiva Saminim, because Shiva Saminim are chayiv and bikurim. So where do we know the requirement to say a bracha, says the Gemara at the end of the day, Ella Svarahu. It's Svarah, it's logical. Asala la'adam she'ahana mina olam azeh b'lo bracha. It's simply usher for a person to get hana from this world without a bracha. Aye, but we were quoting psukim before that. Says Tosfos, El Svaruhu, Ukra Dinasav Le'el, Asmachta Bialma. Any psukim we quoted, it's just an Asmachta. Vagamara, Yisav Mitchil, Dilimud Gamarhu. And you understand why the confusion happened. It was an Asmachta. We thought it was a drasha because we knew that there was this tradition for an Asmachta. You know, Yosef Engel claims that many of the Asmachtos were put there to fool us into believing that they were Daraisas, because they were afraid, the Chazal were afraid people wouldn't accept certain Takanos. So they attached a pasuk to their takana and sort of fooled the people into believing that it was Daraisa. And then only later we had to sort of like sort it out and figure out whether the pasukim are asmachta. That's why we have so much confusion throughout Shas. Is that a real drasha? Is it only an asmachta? Because the picture was purposely clouded for us so that we might think it's a Daraisa and be more careful about observing those halachas, which is quite a chiddush in the understanding of asmachta. That's what.
Let's get the basis of Tosos' first answer from the original question.
Tosos' first answer?
For the original question. Would this be the basis for it?
Yeah. This is what Tosos is referring to. When the top Tosos says, why are we starting with Ketzad? Where do we ever know that you say bracha? Tosos says, yeah, it's the Svara. At the end of the day, at the end of the Gemara, it's going to be a Svara. So that's how we know. Good. Is there a good stopping point coming up, or should we just stop there? Yes, I guess that's we can go a little further. Let's go a little further. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Asa l'adam she'anam in olam azeh b'lo bracha. It is asa for a person to get hana from this world without a bracha. V'kal anenam min olam azeh b'lo bracha, ma'al. And anyone who gets hana from this world without a bracha is in violation of me'ila, of getting hana from Hegdish. Ma'itakante, so what does he do to fix the problem? Yelech etzel chacham. Go to a rabbi. You go to Chacham, what's he going to do for you? Forgive me, Rabbi, for I have sinned. Okay, do true, what do you want from me? Ha'avad le'isuri, you did an avera. Ela amarava, yelech etzel Chacham me'ikara, v'yamdeinu brachos, k'dei shlo yavalidei mi'ila. No, what it means is, if you want to avoid doing averos, make sure you learn Hilchos brachos first, so that you know what bracha to recite. Amriv Dharma Shmuel, Kalanena min almas abla bracha, kilunena mikachi shmain. If you get enough from this world without a bracha, it's as if you were nene from Kadshin. Shnemer, Lashem aretsu mulova. The whole world and everything in it belongs to God. Rabbi Levi asked it as a contradiction. Ksiv, on the one hand, it says, Lashem aretsu mulova. That the whole world and everything in it belongs to God. Uksiv, but the pasuk also says, Hashemayim shemayim Lashem, va aretz nasal bnei adam. That the Shemayim belongs to Hashem, but the Aretz, that's for us. Lo kasha, not at all the stira. Kan, kodem bracha, kan the acher bracha. It all does belong to Hashem, up until the moment we say a bracha. Then, once we say a bracha, it becomes ha'aretz nasan, the v'nei adam. Amar Rabbi Chanin bar Papa. Kalanenim and Almazab Labracha Kilu Gozel Akarish Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. If you benefit from this world without a bracha, it's like stealing from Hashem and the Jewish people. Shenemar Gozel Aviv Imo Vaomer Ein Pesha. Chaver Hu Leish Mashkis. A guy who steals from his father and mother and says, I've done nothing wrong, he is a chaver to an Ish Mashkis. Vein Aviv El Akarish Baruch Hu. Aviv is a reference over here to Hashem. Shenemar Halohu Avicha Konecha. Some people refer to the Ribbono Shel Olam as the Tata. Hashem is Aviv. Ve'in Imo El Knesset Yisrael. Imo is the Jewish people. Shenemar Shema Bini Musar Avicha Va'al Titosh Toras Imecha. My chaver l'ish mashkis. So what's that last phrase that he's a chaver to an ish mashkis? I'm Rav Chanina bar Papa. Chaver l'Yeravam ben Nevat shehishkis es Yisrael avim shebashmayim. You've become like a colleague of Yeravam ben Nevat who's destroyed the relationship between the Jewish people and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Last main point on Amud Aleph was it's important to go to a chacham to learn Hilchos Brachos so as not to make the mistake of getting Hanoah without a bracha, which is akin to Mi'ila, so as not to violate Mi'ila by getting a Hanoah without a bracha. And yeah, we'll leave it at that. Okay.